So these are semiconductor chips.
The ST-100 is only about the size of a deck of cards, but as Alaska Center for Energy and Power engineer Mark Mueller-Stoffels shows off the little component, he says it represents a big step toward the center's goal of developing technologies to enable greater use of renewable energy in the so-called microgrids that distribute electricity in remote Alaskan communities located far off the main grid.
This is one part of a big, big effort to make these grids stable, provide high-quality power to the customers at least cost.
Mueller-Stoffels says the ST-100 should help the center's power systems integration lab test systems they hope will solve a major problem that arises when combining electricity from renewable energy sources, such as wind and hydropower, into microgrids that get most of their electricity from diesel-fueled generators. The problem is fluctuations in the flow of electricity from a renewable power source, like a wind generator, when winds gust or die down. Those can cause brownouts and even system failures.
A lot of renewable energy is also very variable.
Jeremy Vandermeer is a research engineer with the center's Power Systems Integration Program, and he developed the ST-100, or as Mueller-Stoffel jokingly calls it,
the Vandermeer 10,000.
That's a reference to 10,000 hertz, the speed at which the ST-100 can transmit data from sensors on a renewable energy generator that indicates it's slowing down or speeding up, to a control unit that would use that data to increase or decrease output from a diesel-fired generator. Vandermeer says that function requires an advanced control system to integrate power from both sources onto the microgrid smoothly and efficiently, and that in turn requires a component that would enable data to be instantaneously relayed from the renewable energy generator to the control system.
You need to be able to have a quick response time. And for us too, we need this data from grids to run emulations and simulations in our laboratory.
Vandermeer developed the ST-100, which he calls a signal isolator translator, over 2.5 years after the lab's engineers found off-the-shelf components didn't provide sufficient data quickly enough to solve the intermittent power problem.
So we basically had to come up with our own.
Vandermeer says the ST-100 can transmit signals 1,000 times faster than the commercially available signal isolator translator. He says he built it with a basic circuit board and a handful of semiconductors, resistors, and capacitors, using both high-tech and low-tech tools to get the job done.
We had a little hot plate for making sausages or eggs on for breakfast, and made it on there.
Mueller-Stoffel manages the center's power systems integration program, and he says he ordered 20 of the ST-100s for use in testing renewable energy-powered electrical generating systems. The first test will be conducted soon on a so-called hydrokinetic turbine that's powered by the flow of river water. Center engineers have been field testing the system in the Tanana River near Nenana over the past year, and they brought the turbine back to the lab on the UAF campus for more testing.
Because a big project in our laboratory right now is to integrate that generator with an inverter and a battery to give it a full grid interface so it can actually generate power and deliver that power into a village grid.
Mueller-Stoffels says the lab is working with the university's Office of Intellectual Property and Commercialization to try and recoup revenue, probably in the form of licensing fees, when the center makes the ST-100's technology publicly available. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.